Hello, sexies.
Welcome to the podcast that keeps it popping and we don't plan on stopping. What's our topic?
Sex.
Obviously.
All right. So today's episode is a bit of a story time. This episode is entitled The Best Sexual Experience Ever.
Oh.
Yes.
I like that.
You like that?
I like where this is going. I do.
All right, before you jump into your story,
okay,
let's kind of set up the parameters. Okay, so when we talk about the best sexual experience ever, what does that bring to mind? Is it a person or a single moment?
You know what? I think when you are talking about an experience, it's got to be the moment, but also probably involves a person too that, you know, can at least exude that sexiness that you needed, right? Okay. Right, because, like, you can have wild experiences that you could say should be, like, oh, that's the crazy thing, that should be your best sexual experience type deal.
Right.
But sometimes the best is, like, intimate and close because you feel free and you feel like you could do what you want and you don't have things like embarrassment or wondering whether or not that person is going to think about you a certain way. All of those things are things that can, like, up the ease with which you feel like,
this is the best
experience. Yes, was the best way I could describe it.
That is the audio to the sexual experience. Okay.
When you think about it later, you're just like,
Is it one of those experiences where it's like when you're by yourself, you're not around the person, it just easily comes to mind?
Oh, no. I've reflected over this experience on many occasions on my own and recreated it in my mind and tried to, you know, recreate it physically, myself. And it never comes close, but it's like one of those things where if you have a strong, great memory like that, you can take yourself back to the place.
Okay. So, is it possible that your best sexual experience can be separate from your best sexual partner?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I think...
How does that work?
Okay, so we're talking about neurons firing, right? Okay. And we're talking about, like, brain chemicals released. Okay. And so it doesn't necessarily have to jibe with, you know, the person who is your best relationship or the person who makes you feel most comfortable or the most loving sex that you've had or any of those types of things. I feel like at least for some people, those two things could be separate. Now, for the more demisexual people, it's probably more likely that those things are very tied to one another.
So best relationship / sexual partner equals best sexual experience for some people.
Right. Yeah. But for others, it's like, you know, if you are more mega sexual, you probably can have had lots of great sexual experiences that may not, you know, come even close to having a relationship with that individual that is, you know, a positive and informative and wonderful relationship.
It could be like singular moment.
Yeah.
This experience right here lives in its moment by itself, and it doesn't necessarily have to be tied to partner, best relationship, things like that.
Yeah, it's like, okay, at the Oscars every year, they got like best picture, which is supposed to include everything. But then there's like best comedy, best supporting actor, actress, right? Best lead actor, actress. If you think about it, all those categories exist for a reason. Right?
Right.
Yes. Because you want to be able to think about these things and all of their different bests. Not everybody could be the best overall, but, you know, different types of best.
Okay.
So what was your best costuming experience?
So it could be like, this is the best head that I've ever had.
Yes.
Or this was the best doggy style. Or this was the best, you know, best dude that, like, sucked my... Boobies the best. I said boobies.
Yeah. No, yes, best booby sucker.
Best booby sucker.
Yeah, like those, right? Those types of awards. You
but
know.
That doesn't mean that they're all the same person.
No.
And it also doesn't mean that all of these different elements combined equals the best sexual experience.
Exactly, right? Yeah. You can win best costume, but not necessarily best picture.
Okay, mm-hmm. I get that. Okay,
yeah.
Going back to the cinema,
like, yeah, right. It could be great in one way.
The best sex video I've ever made, but also doesn't have to be the best sexual experience I've
ever had. There you go.
So if you think about all of those different factors, thinking for yourself, like, mm-hmm. what do you think goes into, or what constitutes, before you tell your story, mm-hmm. the best sexual experience? What are the factors or elements that have to exist for you mm-hmm. for you to put that together and say, this is the best?
Okay, so enthusiastic partner. I think that's right. Like, for me, that's one of the ones. It's got to be an experience where it feels different than normal, right? So for me, I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, outside, patio sex, and like sneaking something in public, like,
okay, so exhibitionist now.
Well, not necessarily exhibitionist. I like the risk of somebody saying up in it, but like, that's not the same as knowing someone seeing it, like, in that up in it, right? Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Just like the I might get caught factor.
Yes, it's the danger of
like
it
the,
all.
The risk of it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got sort of the risk factor of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've got, what did you say? Enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
So the person has to be enthusiastic about the experience. What else? Like, what other things come into play when you think about your best?
Usually the best is going to have, or at least for me, it's like the lead up and build up is strong, right? Okay. And then by the time that you actually climax, it's like super intense because of the buildup.
So foreplay.
Yeah, foreplay, okay. But then also, you know, five play, where you actually
I'm sorry. What?
Five play is when you're doing it, but you're not, you know, you're building up. So you're gonna have a good, decent, long session, right? So that by the time you edging is what they call it in some ways, but usually that's not what they describe it as while you're actually having sex. But like, you can do the same thing, which takes it to that almost tantric level, and then by the time that you actually reach the moment of climax, it's just been so much stimulation and so much excitement and so much build up that it's like kapayow.
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 Okay.
Right, I need a kapayow t-shirt. Kapayow.
Okay, new merch.
Yes.
So, pulling it together, right? So, mm-hmm. you're saying enthusiasm of the partner,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The element of some sort of risk.
Element
involved,
of risk. Element of risk,
right?
Yes.
And what you call five play, where it's like it's foreplay, but the constant buildup.
Yeah.
Like, is it that fifth element, right?
Yes, the fifth element.
The fifth element.
Yes, the fifth element.
Where it's like, as you're having sex, it's not a quick release.
Yeah.
It's like a build up, gradually to like a crescendo, if you will.
Yes.
Of an orgasm.
Yes.
So with five play, does the length of the sexual encounter matter for it to be your best sexual experience?
I think sometimes it could be for some people that it would be like the shortest one, because if it had those elements of risk or whatever, like, or the whatever excited them, it could be like laying in the field, daffodils or something all sweet and romantic, and it could, you know, last 5 minutes.
I don't, because
that's
the,
how much
I don't
she
get
wants.
The impression that you're laying in the daffodil field.
No, I'm not a daffodil guy, but it's, you know, I'm just saying, for all of the daffodil dudes out there.
Started off with shenanigans. Let's pause.
There's got to be a couple of daffodil dudes out there.
It's
really
only a few minutes in, and we have gotten five play. We've gotten daffodil guy. We're starting
daffodil dudes. You got to use the alliteration when it comes now. Daffodil dudes. They're daffodil dudes.
All right, Dr. Love.
Romantic man.
All right.
Play acoustic guitar.
Okay. back. So we're talking about length. So the length may or may not matter depending on the person.
Yeah, the length. Okay. It really does depend on the person. But I would say intensity is usually whether it's the intensity of the emotion or the intensity of the physicality or the intensity of your feelings toward that person. Right? I feel like intensity is what makes people feel like, dang, that was the best.
Now, So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So you might have some elements of this in constant sex partners, right? Or someone that you would say, oh, this is my best sexual partner because maybe the consistency of these elements existing.
Perennial all-star. You know what I'm saying? They constantly
top five
triple doubles consistently.
Might not be the top scorer all the time.
Yeah.
But it's the consistency.
Gonna get you 10 easy every
you
game.
You a 2010 guy all the time.
You're always.
That okay, you're gonna give me a double double. Mm-hmm. You might throw a triple double in there. Mm-hmm. So therefore that consistency gives you that Hall of Fame status.
This is why there's gotta be you gotta have some level of categories, right? Because it's like
okay.
Yeah.
So that consistency can be the best sexual partner, but not necessarily the best sexual experience.
It could be.
So my question then is like, okay, if it's the best, then is it a singular experience? Is it something that can't necessarily be replicated in totality for you?
And that's why you got to keep living, right? Keep doing stuff. Because you can have something that was the best, and then the next thing you know, it's no longer the best because something else has come along.
And tops it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it works.
So, thinking about this.
It's the best picture every year. You don't get to be the best picture forever.
So what do you say is a moving target then?
I hope so. Like, if we're evolving creatures, right? I feel like it should be. You should be trying to get the next best one, whether it's in that relationship.
You should be trying to top your best.
Why not? Like,
okay.
I feel like that's one of the things where I was gonna say there's no harm in trying new and better different things, but I guess if they get riskier and riskier, perhaps, right? They can be trouble. But I'm just saying, like, in terms of trying to have a better experience, I feel like you should be trying to do that all the time.
Okay.
Who knows when you're gonna look up into a great one?
So this brings me to this other question of like, okay, so we have these other elements that you described, but then you didn't really talk about where does experimentation come into play when we're thinking about the factors that come together to make that best sexual experience. Where does the person's willingness to be experimental come into play for you?
So I sort of count that under the enthusiasm deal.
Okay.
Right? If we're doing something new that could be sexy, that's great. But then also something that may be newer or newish that you've tried and now gotten even better at, right? And then it's like,
what's an example of something like that?
Like, okay, using toys, right? Mm-hmm. Perhaps you just used it one time and was like, okay, I used the toy on her. Now you use the toy in concert with some form of oral play that you would typically do. Okay. And you work together with the toy. And
tag
now you, yes. So now you come up with a whole new sensation. You've used one thing that you've already used before in a different way, but you can create a new best in combination with the tag team.
So I think that's like experimentation in the moment, right?
Yes.
Being a creative, flexible
sexual partner
in the moment. So it's like, yeah, I know I'm going to do certain positions, right? These positions will be consistent. But in this moment where we're thinking about creating that best experience, that best moment, it is adapting and being flexible in that space that may sort of, what you said, like, continue the build up to up that experience.
Right. You gotta be imaginative, right?
Okay.
You see a bed on a balcony, right? You gotta use that bed. You can't just let that sit out there to gaze at the ocean. Or you can. You could pretend that's what you're going to do. But now you have a new balcony element that you can use.
You want to start transitioning to telling your story.
I'm not telling the story. I'm just saying you got to use all that's around you. You got to use your setting. You know what I'm saying? You got to use all the things around you.
So the best
nature.
So now, like the best sexual experience. Now I'm adding that layer of artistry, right?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
There needs to be some sort of artistry to the experience that would make it its best. I feel like we are compiling so many different factors.
I know.
To make it the best. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like it. I feel like we have a good solid base of a list, right? So mm-hmm. we've got number one, enthusiasm, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The partner has to be enthusiastic about the moment, about the experience, about you, about what's about to go down.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. We have foreplay, five play, where we have mm-hmm. That foreplay moment, but then also the building of anticipation, mm-hmm. the sort of building of the intimacy, the juices, the experience, all of that stuff is building to get to orgasm.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We may or may not have length of time, right?
Depends.
May or may not, it depends.
Yeah.
Right? So the session doesn't have to be super long, but that may come into play if we were thinking about how long we want that build up to be.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
We have risk factor.
Yep.
Right. So having some element of riskiness involved, ooh, I may get caught, somebody may see me, not necessarily that somebody's watching you, but that risk of mm-hmm. like this can be seen,
yeah.
And someone can be peeping in on me and I can get caught, right?
Yep.
So you have that. You also have some level of creativity.
Yeah.
Right? So experimentation,
mm-hmm.
Willing to do new things or do something that you've done before, but in a new way to up the intensity.
Yeah.
We've got intensity of sexual experience.
Yep.
And I think what I want to add into that is this artistry, right? I think some people in the bedroom are a bit of an artist, right?
That's true.
There's the science of sex and then there's the art of sex, right? And some people really are great at being an artist and sort of using their environment
mm-hmm.
and using the things around them, whether it's, you got a little spatula and you're like, oh, this is a prop that I can use to be like a mini flogger right now.
Yes.
Right. And so that level of artistry.
Sex toys are all around us. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In your kitchen. Everywhere. Yes. There are sex toys. So that we would say these are the factors that play mm-hmm. into this is the best sexual experience ever.
Yes.
So with that being said, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Tell us about it.
All right.
Think about the best sex ever.
Mm-hmm.
Singular moment, not person.
Yeah.
Right? This experience, this thing, and all of your years of living.
I know. That was very unnecessary, by the way. But all right. You see how she do me, right? All your years.
And all of them. Years of living, give me that moment. Take us into that moment. What would you say is your best sexual experience?
Well, I traversed across the centuries and somehow ended up on a balcony in Cozumel. And they had the nerve.
Wait, let's pause. Let's set the scene. So you are in Cozumel, Mexico.
Yeah. So were you. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
I said not a person. I've got experience.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to lie to the people on the show. It ain't got to be me. Anyway, so.
Oh, no. It happens to be you, but all right, go ahead. Go off, though. Go ahead.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I am trying to set the scene.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to talk about the setting. So we're in Cozumel, Mexico. Mm-hmm. You are in Cozumel,
Mexico. I'm in Cozumel, Mexico.
You're on a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Resort, Airbnb, like what's the scene? Is it ocean view? Like what's going on?
No, so this is an internal but ocean view room with a really large balcony that also has sort of privacy on the sides a little bit.
Okay.
But you can see out to the ocean, and then some of the rooms can, you know, there's a little bit of visibility. But you probably can't see the bed. That's right. They had a nerve to put a bed on the balcony. So I figured that's you like.
So Cozumel, right? Mm-hmm. Balcony. And Mexico, balcony, mm-hmm. bed. All that happening. Continue. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's a beautiful night. The waves are crashing.
At night.
Yeah. You see the moon and it's beautiful. A little bit of little nice breeze. Yeah.
Not too hot.
Not too hot. Not too cool. You just feel comfortable being outside. Mm-hmm. Just sitting out there on the bed.
So you've got that risk factor because yes. you're on the balcony and someone may see you.
Yes.
It's possible.
You got the risk factor. You got the comfort between the two of you. You're just enjoying the setting, you're away, so you feel free, mm-hmm. right?
Nobody comfortable. Knows
you. And then also in the back of my mind, I had a plan of how I wanted things to go.
Oh, so you had a plan. You had a plan of attack.
I did.
Okay.
So my whole thing was to do as much as I could on this balcony before she decided that, you know what, we need to come in because you're doing too much. Because
you do too much.
And that's what it, okay. Yeah, so I was like, I'm gonna lead up to it slow. Four play, five play.
Okay.
Right?
The leader.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got a bid. So you just go ahead and gentlemen, like it's really hard for a woman to say no to any type of oral action on a bed, on a balcony. That's just a thing that you should probably know. You should know. Like
take
that's,
advantage.
Yeah.
Mom
like it's going to kick off. Those knees can't do nothing but go back to shoulders when it's a bed on the balcony, right? So you just go ahead and that's the other thing. You gotta have endurance, all right? Mm-hmm. Especially if you're trying to go into the five play situation, okay. right? If you're trying to go from four play to five play, you got to be ready to take it out as long as it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to string
that.
Yeah, you want to string a few climaxes for her together, right? Just all at once before you do any other five play action. So you want the four play, you get that four and you extend that four. Hold that key down for a minute. Four. You know, I just keep repeating the four.
So basically, you're on this bed, on this balcony.
And I'm kicking that four. Yeah, I'm hitting that four like Morse code.
I'm imagining that is oral sex.
Yes.
Performing.
Yes.
And she's climaxing.
Yeah, but you out there, you know, you really. I mean, when you really getting into it, you know, when you are into your, you know, you scatting with it, like, you like, you going musical with it, right? You like it.
So that's what's happening.
There's the other thing. The level of achievement that you feel can also make it best, right? Like, when you're thinking about your own performance, you like, man,
you're
am.
You're in the middle of it. You're like, I'm killing this right now.
Man, I am out here giving the Miles Davis on this right. I'm like, you know what I mean? The tongue is doing all of the flutters like it's supposed to. You're like, okay. I'm in the zone tonight. Right? And then the reactions, right? The reactions play into it too. Because it's like when she's very responsive and the body is letting you know.
So, what was her reaction like when you're doing this?
Well,
which was like enhancing the experience,
right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, so like she's trying to be quiet, right? That's the risk factor.
Right.
She's like trying to be quiet. So she's muffling herself. Like, like those right there, she like trying to run up the wall from it. And you're like, that's what I want. I'm trying to get some cartoon action right there, where she's just like, I got to get away. That type.
Okay, so she's climbing the wall.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But like successfully, not like because you're doing it badly, like where she's running, but like yeah, you know what I mean. Where it's a strong performance.
She's running away from the orgasm.
Well, yeah, because you're like, okay, I'm stringing them together because you've been hitting that four, right?
Okay.
So you hit the four and then the five,
that
right?
Happens.
Well, because she's so completely aroused, and you got the bed, and you got the waves, and you got the moon. It's like you just been doing a thing. By the time that you actually get to the five, mm-hmm. she on step 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're not even counting anymore. right? Yeah.
She has lost track of the argument.
She has, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so here's the thing.
So what do?
You mix it up. Right. Ooh. See, when you're in the five,
I don't know. Be careful.
Well, you
know, out there, because when she out there, she's like right here, right here. You don't want to mix it.
No, no, no.
What do you mean by mix it up?
I mean, like, after there have been a number of orgasms.
She's already
right.
Okay.
So now, like, the whole mix it up is you go from the actual, like, physical penetrative sex to oral. Right, so it's the switching back and forth, right? And when you do stuff like that,
oh, so demon,
yeah, it's the muscle confusion of it all, right?
You're a demon,
so you're getting different types of sensations, right? And so there's the penetrative part where you really, you know, you're trying to go and go with her motion, right? That's the thing. It's like I'm trying to bring maximum pleasure here because I know by the time that after we get up. When I get to the top, it's going to be kapayow, as I said before. So I'm trying to bring it. I'm trying to five that bad boy as long as I can. Five, 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 five. The five is a little less frequent than the four. The four, four, four. Like the five, you got to, you know, build up. Cause five. Right. Because otherwise, you're going to be all at five, five, six. Right. You don't want to. Right. You don't want to go too quickly, right? So you got to build up that five. And then that's what the back and forth does, because now what that does is give you a moment to get yourself together so that you don't reach six too quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're trying to hold. So you're basically
I'm edging.
Going back and forth between
at that point.
Giving her oral and then penetration, oral penetration, oral penetration.
Yes.
So that you are edging yourself.
Yes.
At that moment.
Yes. And at the same time, like, but she's going
but
bananas.
But she's going crazy.
Yeah. No, that's what's happening at that point.
Okay.
And then what you're looking for is visual representation, if possible, of your hard work being done well. Like a Rorschach spot, like a very wet mattress with like an irregular shape pattern of the stain.
If I'm getting this situation together, right? So you're out here on this balcony, you have given her, like, laid her down. Is she on her back? Is she, like, bent over?
But
like,
it's been both of them. It's been both ways. But by the end, it was a lot from the back.
Yeah. When you started
on the back. Yeah.
Okay, and then, so you've given her oral sex. She's orgasm, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then do you flip her over? Like, what happens there?
Yeah, no, there's a flip over.
You flip her
there's
over,
a flip
and
over.
Then there's penetration.
Penetration.
From the back.
Yep. And then oral stimulation.
What is that speed of that penetration? Is it like
it's five. Five. But you go with the motion of
so
it's ocean.
Nice,
she's like
motion.
Five.
Okay.
Five.
Ocean crashing.
Bam.
And you
you
know,
with
going with waves.
Right. With
okay.
With the waves. And then you're like, oh, okay. Now let me ripple the waves a little bit.
And then
you go down with the hibbity dibbity doo, right?
The bibbity bobbity.
Yeah, give it the old bibbity bobbity boo. And then right back up. Bow, bow, bow. And so, like, it's building for her, too.
Okay.
And you will find out at some point if she is capable of squirting. You might
find out.
She was very capable. And the great thing about that is then you have visual representation of two things. If
so
she
now
could,
you done soaked the whole mattress out there
outside
on the people balcony.
That's what they put it out there for. It rains out
balcony.
There. They could
you
get wet anytime.
The mattress.
Anybody could have did that.
Could it have been anybody?
My point is, yes, like you have that, and then you continue to build up until, like, you know, at some point, like, okay, I'm getting ridiculous out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you went all the way ham.
Because you work yourself up into a fever pitch, right? And you're like, okay, there's only so many fives I have before we get to the final domino. The final domino. And when the final domino falls, especially after you know that you've done a great job.
Uh-huh.
Whew, like it's
so then you're ready.
Yeah. It's
kind of.
No, it's you know, very seldom can you have a release that you know for sure if you weighed yourself before or after you would weigh less.
You let me wait on that.
Like that moment where you like, whoo.
My not you draining, I mean, lost weight.
When your drawers fit loose when it's done. That type of...
So this experience, it was a weight shedding experience.
Because by the time you get to the end of something like that, and that's the deal. For some people, it can be a sprint, right? But for me, the end of a refreshing marathon. Yeah.
That splash of water.
There you go. That was the end, the beginning, and everything else.
So that was your best sexual experience.
I got to hold myself after that. Now that I think about it, that was...
See. So, thank you for sharing your story so enthusiastically.
You're very welcome.
I can tell by the way which you described it, it still lives in your mind. It is still something that you continue to call back as your best.
You know what? I do call it back. I recall it often. And fondly, I do. I
you held yourself in your moment.
I did.
Okay. Oh, so it's interesting because, like, when I'm thinking about my best sexual experience, I went back and forth between two different experiences. Mm-hmm. And so there was one in Cabo. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, Mexico theme, apparently. Mm-hmm. Apparently being away on vacation in Mexico leads to the best experiences. Mm-hmm. And then there was one also in Cozumel. So it's interesting that your best sexual experience aligns neatly with my best sexual experience.
What a coincidence.
The fact that we can agree that the Cozumel experience was the best sexual experience. And I guess I'll tell from my perspective how that worked for me. I would say that part of, you know, I'm weirdly shy, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdly shy. I'm not shy once things are going, mm-hmm. right? Not mm-hmm. shy at all. But it's the before. It's the, I don't know if it's going to happen. Is it going to happen? Oh, who's looking at me surrounding, like, that kind of shyness.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so being on that balcony where there was a bed, there was also, like, you neglected to say there were chairs.
There were chairs.
There was, you know, balcony chairs. Lots. There's a table there. There are many different things that could be used.
An oddly large, balcony.
And
with
a lot of furniture.
Balcony, yeah.
And a lot of furniture. Mm-hmm. So it's like almost the view is almost like panoramic at that point, right?
Yeah, that is. That's a good way to describe it. Yeah.
So, and it's like big, large windows, like mm-hmm. sliding door in front of the balcony. Yep. So it was, there was an element of exposure on this balcony. Yes, it's lessened because you're at night, but people that were walking on the ground floor, if they looked up, they could see what was happening on that balcony. For me, it was the start with, so I like mm-hmm. an element of being forced, not forced, but like a little bit of like a, like pressure applied, mm-hmm. right? Consensual, by the way.
Yes.
But that pressure applied to committing sex acts. So mm-hmm. that plays into, you know, something that's going to be the best for me mm-hmm. is when I feel like there's this little dance of like,
are you, you want to be the damsel that...
the damsel. Mm-hmm. That's sort of swept up and... taken and uh-huh. rip the clothes
the
on
bodice,
it, pushed down, yes.
Yes, the body
buttons
slipper.
Popping, all of that kind of thing, like a little mm-hmm. bit of that forcefulness.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he stood up and I'm sitting down in my lawn chair and he stood up and just stood in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like that look down. So like imagine looking up and that look down of like, you know what to do, girl. I can imagine that's what the eyes are saying, right? You know what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And me looking like, I don't know, whatever should I do?
Yeah.
And then it's that soft, like, reach around, grab to the bottom of the neck and the force of the head, right? And once that happens, we know where we're going here, right? And so starting like foreplay on that level is part of what made this one of the best experiences. I mean, the best experience for me, right? So, you know, you're sitting there. I'm sort of in any experience would put me in a vulnerable or submissive posture.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, counts for me, right? That's mm-hmm. something that's like, that element is something that actually has to be present. So it's like, when we were thinking about last episode, is it a fetish or a kink, right? For me, I would say it was a fetish, right? Mm-hmm. Me having to be in a submissive, vulnerable posture position is something that I need to get me to
mm-hmm.
goal, right?
Yeah.
So the foreplay happening where I am basically beneath someone in that
submissive
position, yeah. Right? So that happening, and then being led around that balcony by my hair.
Right? Oh yeah, there was that part.
Right, that happened. Right, so it's like yeah. I'm, you know, being kind of forced into giving oral sex, and then him basically using my hair and his control of my body to put me in positions that if I pushed back, I would have no real resistance to.
Mm-hmm.
Like that element.
Yeah.
Also was like really hot to me. So it's like moving from foreplay to I'm standing you up by your hair. I'm pushing you down on the bed. I am giving probably the best oral sex that I've ever had in my life, right? Where it's like, at one point in my mind, I was like, you have to stop this. How can you stop this from happening? Because there's this weird thing that goes on in my head. It's like, you, all right, enough, girl. You're greedy. You've had too many orgasms. Just cut it out. You're just taking advantage at this point. I'm sure he wants some things done to him, but I couldn't stop the avalanche of orgasms that were coming my way.
That's what you want.
Right? It was just a wave. The first one, it takes a moment, right? Because I think I got him to a really sensitive place from oral sex. So I'm feeling all accomplished with myself. And then the tables get turned, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then there's just...
I'm a table turner. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Clearly, he knows I'm talking about him.
Huh?
Clearly, I knew he was talking about me.
What?
It's not for show, guys.
We don't know who they... It's all anonymous here.
Bad sexual experience. I think this is why this works. I'm your best. You're my best. That's just what it is. People are like, oh, they're lying. No.
No.
It is what it is. Like, I've surrendered to the idea of, like, this is the best. Mm. Right?
Me too.
So, anyway... So it's like the tables are turned and that first build up and release. And then there's this moment where it's like, is he going to stop? Oh, wait, no, he's not going to stop. And mm-hmm. then the orgasm just starts slamming you. Pow, pow, pow. Wave after wave after wave of orgasm. And like right when I'm about to be breathless and... legs start to, you know that, ladies, you know, when your legs start to get real numb and jello-like, like, okay, I am going to, if you don't stop, it's going to be a tap-out situation. And we've gotten to nothing else, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten nowhere else. I'm about to tap. And it's like, he instinctually knew this is the moment in which I switch. Because I want her on this cliff, right? But I don't want to push too far right now to the fact that she's over the cliff and like she going to be lying in a fetal position going to sleep, right? I don't want to get her to sleep yet. I'm not trying to put her to bed right now. I'm going to. I knew this was going to be a put me to bed night.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but you got me right to that tipping point.
That's right. Four and three quarters. Four and three quarters.
It's the flip over. It is the one hand on the booty, one hand on the hair, flip over.
Oh yeah, that is.
That's when I'm like, I ain't done. Like,
yeah,
I've submitted whatever it is. I'm yours. It's over. All of it. I've given up. I've completely submitted at this point, right? And whatever is about to happen to me, I have no control over where I'm going.
Look, that story made me sound way more caveman-ish than... Like,
because
I was,
you are.
I was suave in my story. Like, I was.
It's not how I experienced it.
I was all cool.
You told your story from your perspective on what you were trying to do. I'm telling my story from my perspective of where I did not experience it on this little build up.
I know.
Whatever. No, you just manhandled me.
I was
just
L.A. Law Blair Underwood instead of Tyler Perry Blair Underwood. Your story. I'm Tyler Perry Blair Underwood of your story.
Right? So we pow, flip over. And then you flip over, you're on your belly, and then it's the two hands underneath that pelvic bone. Scoop up. Right? So I'm laying flat. He takes the two hands and scoops me up into an arch. So I'm scooped up, knees down, head down, chest down, booty up. Right? And you're just open. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, I've already had, I don't know how many orgasms at this point. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, kind of a little bit, you know, you're like, your body is tired. So my upper body is just resting on the bed while everything is up into a full
arch.
Get
your rest.
And then that's when you start doing this, what I call like a scoop action. Right? It is oral sex penetration, just like a seesaw scoop in between. Mm-hmm. And right when from penetration, you're going to get to orgasm, you pull out and it's oral. So between you scooped and then you got drowned.
I was going to say, that was the fire play. That's the fire.
It was a splash. Mm-hmm. To the point where it's like, I discovered on that day that I did have the ability to squirt. I didn't know that before.
Yeah.
I had not discovered that. I wouldn't call myself a squirter.
Call myself Columbus. I want to come up with like a better explorer. Who is Explorer? I'm Ford? Is Ford a good explorer? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So.
Uh-huh.
That's the element of new.
Uh-huh.
I learned a new thing on that day.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that I could.
What?
Explode to the point where there's visible liquid.
You know what? People think they can't do a thing sometimes. And when you find out you can do something you didn't think you could do.
Because someone allowed me to discover this.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
And triumph. So,
but the funny thing about it is, in the moment of that explosion, it can, or it doesn't necessarily have to be an orgasm.
No, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just that release, right? All the pressure has built up and that release comes. And then... I would say the pace was a steady sort of rhythm, right? Yeah. And then you get into like what I can only describe as you ever see like Jamaicans dance hall dances, reggae, and it's like the guy just go pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, like he's just trying to the girl goes flying because he's doing all those thrusting and he's...
Yeah.
So you go from that steadiness like that just sort of...
You get this
wave hum of a rhythm.
And you take it to the soca.
And then you go soca. Straight...
It's the soca music.
Into that... But I'm just like... And I could only think that you changed that rhythm because you needed to get to where you needed to go to. You like... Maybe it was like just knowing that I am on the verge of complete collapse.
No, because you don't want to run it till the clock is out.
Right. I was on the verge of complete
collapse. Like, you don't want to tap out.
Right.
Like, you got to get there. Like,
let me get, it's almost like you did your switch. It's like, oh, let me get mine before she's
right.
Completely done.
Right.
And so by that time where that force, the depth of penetration, the force of the penetration, that speed that was, it was coming at me. It was like, okay, I know I can feel the
Oh, you're like,
yeah, the throb, right? Oh. So I can only describe as like I'm at the, all right, hang on to the edge of your seats. We're off and running, right? Like I'm just trying to hold on for dear life. Because if I don't, I might, you know, I might collapse and then he doesn't get all the way to where he needs to go.
Yeah, don't quit on me now.
But also, I am all the way where I needed to go, and I can stop now. I can sleep now. So it was
no
it
sleep to Brooklyn.
What? I don't understand.
It just seemed right at the time.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Anyway, so yeah, and then he just changes that speed, and then the like cherry on the top was the simultaneous orgasm.
Yeah,
that is something. If you can achieve that level of both of you climaxing at the exact same time, that's all she wrote. That's it, fellas. That's it, folks. Like Tiny Tim Adventures. That's all, folks. Right? It's done. And so that happened.
It did happen.
And then that just complete slow pull out.
Oh, you're going to describe all that?
Slow pull out. Wow. And me just laying in a puddle. A literal puddle, right? Just had to just lay there and reflect for a moment on that balcony. That, sir,
that's when you when
was
you
the best sexual experience ever. Scene. All right, so that was our story.
I know we're about to get extra special here.
Yes,
we're going behind the curtain.
Behind the scenes,
we are. Because this never happens. No. We don't get to hear his voice. We just get to see his work. But now we get to hear about his work. And we get to hear his voice.
About his work.
Yeah.
Work.
Welcome into the deep inner mind of sex, obviously. That's right, sexies. We are about to hear from Producer V.
Yes, the guy that makes it all happen. So, yes. Producer V, that is camera shy, by the way. So, you will see us.
Oh, this is mysterious.
Yeah, he's the mysterious mind behind the potty, right? He's got his lovely wife that you have seen her. Mm-hmm. She's been a guest on the pod, Milady.
Yes.
And so, tell us, old mastermind. Oh. What?
Admit it. Confess.
What has been your best sexual experience ever?
I mean, they act like I came up with the podcast. This was your idea.
Like, you made it come to me.
You bought stuff to make this happen.
You did.
Yes.
This is y'all's idea, but I'm happy to be part of it.
We're happy to have you.
Okay. You know, I mean, you know, we've talked about a lot of things today, right? You know, five play, four play, all these things, you know, edging and whatnot. And you know, my lovely, lovely wife has been part of many of my experiences in life. You know, so I don't have any one particular thing. We have so many things. Mm-hmm. We have so many things. We have a long history. You know, but I have a couple memorable experiences. I'm not even going to call any of them the best. They're just super memorable because of the things that we did.
Yeah.
They're all winners.
They're all winners.
To be nominated.
Very memorable experiences with my beautiful wife, right?
Okay.
You know, so back in the early days of us dealing with each other, I have two really good memories, right?
Okay.
And you're talking about, you know, being watched and people being involved, and it's like, oh my gosh, like, oh, we might get caught. I wasn't worried about being caught. In fact, I wanted to be caught in a lot of these situations in my life. Listen, that's half the fun. Like, oh, you sent us? Hey.
See, that's why we keep him behind the curtain.
You know, I don't know how to act, right?
He's the real freak of the show. I thought it was us. No.
Yeah. I jumped on it quick. I'm sorry. No. But like one of our first really good experiences, and I remember we had a gathering at our old residence.
Okay.
You know, and I had left briefly for you know, various reasons. I left.
This is a party.
This is a party. You know, okay. We had folks over there. There was a good, you know, 15, 20 people in our house. Okay. Folks left. The night is winding down, and it's myself, my girlfriend at the time, you know, and two of our lady friends and a gentleman that, you know, was friends with the girlfriend at the time. So I left and I come home.
Girlfriend, now wife. Okay, got it.
And I come home and our friend, we'll call her Jane, right? Jane meets me at the door and is like, listen, you gonna want to look in the kitchen.
What's happening
in the kitchen, Jane?
What's happening in the kitchen?
Right, you know, so I walk into the kitchen and our gentleman friend, Mark, is just
Mark and Jane, okay,
having a time with our third female friend.
Oh,
okay, he is having a time.
Mark
and Laura, okay.
Mark and Laura are going out.
Laura is bent over our counter with Mark behind her, having the time of her life. And I said, "All right, y'all, you know, we applauding, we clapping. They do their thing. They're doing their thing, and we're like." Enjoy, you know, and they finish up, they have their time. Mark goes home. What the fuck am I supposed to do? You know, I've seen some things.
Okay,
in my house, like I live here. Hold on, how are y'all having more fun than me at home? So of course we couldn't let it end that way, and. You know, my wife and I, girlfriend at the time, were like, no, we can do better.
Ooh.
You know, so.
Better than the counter?
So the four of us, because Mark left.
So Mark is gone. It is Laura, it is Jane, and it is the girlfriend slash wife.
Right.
Ooh. So you.
And myself, of course, you know. So we proceed to the bedroom.
And
I don't recall the logistics. Okay. I just know there was a lot of licking and touching and things going on. And as any red-blooded American man, you know, who loves women, you know, let's be specific, right? You know, I like women. You know, I was very excited to have three beautiful women in front of me that are just like, hey, we're about to do the things. I said, well, let's do the damn things, you know? And that experience was great because, you know, the four of us had a time. And I'm not going to get super detailed. I don't want to, you know, snitch on nobody.
Just the...
Right. Imagine the time that was happening.
I don't want to snitch on nobody.
Because there's another section to the rubric that we didn't add. Number of participants.
There you go. See, exactly. That's what I was just about to get into. Because sometimes having more folks involved enhances the experience, right?
Okay.
And I was just very excited. I was like, I have three gorgeous, thick, beautiful women, you know.
Paying you attention.
Paying me attention. But also paying each other attention. Like, they were having their good time. And I don't know where you cross the line from, like, group sex to orgy. I feel like this was not orgy. I'm gonna count this as group sex, personally.
Like, group sex, orgy. Like, there might be other things that involve that, like, maybe in my mind, like, orgy is bigger. Sometimes.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, I feel like you need like five, six or more.
It wasn't a threesome.
It wasn't a threesome.
Right? It was a foursome.
It was a four-way.
So I feel like a foursome can constitute group sex, but a foursome doesn't necessarily have to be an orgy.
Right, okay. Exactly.
So because you're having group sex.
We're having group sex because everybody is touching everybody. You know, I'm with one, now I'm with the other, they're with each other, you know.
So did the logistics work out nicely?
Quite well, surprisingly, because you know sometimes it gets awkward when you get the group sex thing, whether it's a three, four, five.
Yeah.
Group sex can get awkward, but everybody kind of just zoned in on what they were supposed to be doing at the time.
We all had a joint mission,
and I can confidently say, and I could be corrected by my wife or any of the other participants if they ever come on the show. I can confidently say everybody got what they were looking for out of the situation.
Everybody understood the assignment,
right? You know, and at the end of it all, we all just kind of collapsed on our, at the time, full-size bed. Like, I need y'all to imagine. Like, we didn't even have a big bed,
like,
you know?
Yeah, because y'all don't know what Producer B looks like, but he is not a small human, right? He is a very tall gentleman, right? His lovely lady is not so big, but we're talking full-size bed dimension, very long, tall, Producer B.
And three other grown women.
Adult women.
On a full-size bed.
That's how you know a time was hat. Because y'all was not even caring about space, because y'all were on each other.
Well, you know.
It collapsed like a relay.
We finished it all up, and, you know.
Yeah.
Jamaican relay, stupid. You know? I mean, at the end of it all, folks were painted. We'll use the word painted.
Use that word.
Painted.
You know, all three ladies were painted.
Painted with what?
You know, with
watercolors.
Yeah. We'll say watercolors. You know, all three ladies were painted by the end of the creamy variety, and we all had a time, and we rested, and folks went home. You know, and that's one of my like first really good throwback memories with my wife specifically before we were married, of course.
Sanctioned.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was okay. You know, we didn't have to ask permission. We knew it was about to go down. You know, but y'all talking about space, because I got a second good experience. Again, a group thing, threesome this time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and folks aren't going to believe me. It's fine. You don't have to believe me. But we did it. We still retain the footage of this experience.
Ooh.
Okay? Which will never, of course, be shared on the inter of nets.
That's probably
true. However, if anyone's familiar with vehicles, okay?
Yes.
Back in the day, I had a 2004 Acura RSX.
It's not a big car.
That is a two-door hatchback.
It is small, not. It's a very small car.
And somehow, some way.
And he's a very long gentleman.
Again, I am 6 foot three. I am 6 foot three.
And he's 6 foot three in the way of all 6 foot three.
Yeah.
That makes you think 6 foot four. Because he's long limbed. He's a long limbed man.
Yeah, I'm stretched out, you know.
Yeah.
But somehow, some way, we successfully navigated a three-way encounter in the back seat of a hatchback Acura RSX.
Ooh, that's
a
flexibility, boy.
First of all, that's a commercial, too, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Right? You know, like, mm-hmm. Bring back the Acura RSX, okay? It's got room for families and threesomes.
Get ready for your first six, obviously, endorsement.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And
y'all are in the back seat of a hatchback.
Yes.
Two ladies.
Yes.
Yourself. So a threesome. In a hatchback.
Yes.
And
it started because, you know, we were driving home a friend of ours, a lovely lady, you know, who's, of course, we're not giving names. We don't want people to, you know, I'm not snitching on nobody unless they come on the show and snitch on themselves, right? But a friend of ours, you know, lady friend, who we drove home a distance.
Nasty Uber driver.
And we pull up at her house, and on the way there, the two of them in the back seat while I'm driving, kissing and rubbing and touching the whole way there.
So they taunted you.
They taunted me. They played games. They was being raggedy, you know. They're like, oh yeah, you can't have none of this. I don't know what they thought was gonna happen. They was playing games. I don't know.
I got guesses.
But we get to our lady friend's house and pull into the driveway, and I wasn't finna let her leave. You know, like, nah, y'all ain't gonna do all that. Mm-hmm. And we don't have some fun. Yeah. And of course, they were like, they said, well, allow us to retort. You know?
Like, come back here if you bang.
Basically, right? Come on back. Come on back. So, again, I'm 6 foot three. I mean, this wasn't like we left the seat. We had to move the seats all the way forward and push the seat backs up, you know, the headrest touching the steering wheel type of thing.
No,
we couldn't go inside because our friend lived with an elder family member.
Oh, so you had to be
well, there was no option. It was either going down in the driveway or it wasn't going down at all.
Okay, so this was the only option.
This was the only option.
Okay. Granny had came out to get the paper.
Yeah, listen, and mind you, we're in Long Island, so...
people can see.
We was in a nice neighborhood and shit. You know, we pushed some seats forward.
People are nothing.
Right.
You know, it's going down out here. This neighborhood, I'm going to end up moving.
I am amazed the police were not called. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, but we got back there. We did a thing. And again, we retained the footage. And every now and then, I go back and just watch the first like 15 seconds. Because the first 15 seconds are just my wonderful wife screaming her fucking head off. Just it opens. Like if we were to make this a feature film, it opens with a woman screaming in ecstasy. Right. In a driveway, in the back of a hatchback.
Wow.
Having our time. And listen.
You don't need
a lot of money to do
something. No. Who needs money when you have a hatchback RSX? Like, yeah, we had fun. And it's one of those things I just think back on. And, you know, we're married now. And we have had plenty, plenty of good experiences on our own. Okay? Where I am more than happy with the person that I am with. And let me tell you.
Gotta be.
We have solo experiences, group experiences. We have all the experiences, okay? We are having a time together, and this marriage better last until I'm at least about 90 or so. And you want the divorce by then, go on. You know, I mean, what are we going to do? You know? And we got 7 seconds left on this earth at that point.
You know? But she ain't going nowhere.
She ain't going nowhere. Based on what we got.
Too much information on each other.
Yeah, we know too much. Oh, you gonna divorce me?
Right.
Nah, girl.
You ruined me.
Yeah. Ruined.
Right.
You know.
The issue of destruction. You just gotta stay together at this point.
I love it.
Oh, so you trying to run for Senate? Nah.
None of us can be politicians.
No, not a single one of us.
In those closets.
You know.
America is not ready.
The folks gonna ask questions.
Could you imagine me, Senator Dr. JJ? No.
Senator Dr. JJ.
In the video, bent over. Yes.
I'm just going to own up to it, so I know I'm not elected to anything.
Nobody's electing.
No, especially not Dr. Love.
That's why this podcast works, because we've got the producer that nobody even knows looks like, right? Having all kinds of illicit sexual experiences with his wonderful wife. We've got us doing all manner of things, right? And so we have what's called alignment. We have strong, similar philosophies.
Listen, y'all act like this ain't foreplay for y'all.
We don't judge.
Right.
Right. Yeah, put your head down in shame.
Ain't no shame.
But anyway, I hope you all had a good time. I had a good time talking about our best sexual experiences and all of the elements that lead to having your best sex ever.
It's a beautiful thing.
If you liked it, if you had fun, go ahead and like, subscribe, comment, share widely. You can find us on IG at sex_obviously.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook. You can now find us at TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's sex_obviously.
YouTube too.
You can find us on YouTube. Yeah. Our episodes are now uploading
the whole thing.
Full episodes on YouTube.
Yeah. Bigger, longer, uncut.
We haven't got to uncut.
But
when
we get
okay,
to
where
y'all going.
Whatever you think uncut is,
bigger,
uncut.
Bigger, longer cut.
Anyway,
this is why we don't give them away.
This is why. This is exactly why. You can find us on all of our podcast platforms, Apple, Google Play, Spotify. You get to see the visuals on Spotify. You watch us on Spotify. So go ahead and follow us. We love having you spend this time with us.
Yes.
And our next Sex Obviously trip will be May at Hedonism in the Grill.
Yeah. Oh, this should be nice. I wonder if they have balconies.
All right. And with that, it's a wrap, folks. Bye.